This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, man, let's talk to BMAC. Brian McFadden, co-host of All Things Covered. Podcast is amazing and also CBS NFL analyst. BMAC, always good to have you on the show. All right, give me your thoughts of last night, man. I thought offensively the struggles were there, but why are they putting Justin in those times where I think they need to leave Russ in? I'm still having a hard time with the timing of some of this, even though I think they're trying to figure out and have some creativity.
Well, my initial thoughts about last night's game is that's why you don't play with your food. That's exactly why in the game of football, when you're the more superior, talented team, you go out and take care of business. Do not play with your food, because you will allow a team like the Cleveland Browns to gain confidence and eventually believe they can win the ball game. Cleveland got off to a fast start. Pittsburgh did not. Second half, when Pittsburgh started to get things going, they also had to deal with Mother Nature. Didn't have enough time. They had to fight from behind. That's not a good situation to be in when you're on the road. And you guys saw that firsthand weeks ago when Atlanta went on the road against New Orleans Saints. You do not play with your food. So when it comes to moving forward outside of that, Justin Fields at that time, they were trying to find a way to get something going offensively. So I don't actually have an issue with how they inserted Justin Fields in the game. I have more of an issue. Why wasn't he more involved in red zone? Because you were stagnant in the red zone. When you look at Cleveland Browns last week, they could not stop Taysom Hill in the red zone.
Right.
And the thing about Taysom Hill, he kind of provides the same element that Justin Fields can provide in the red zone. He can become a plus one in the running game, and you can't account for him, and he still can make throws, red zone-like throws. So when they inserted Justin Fields, it actually helped the offense because that led to that scoring drive in the second half. But then you look at other moments where they were stagnant in the red zone, there lies an opportunity to bring a guy like Justin Fields in the game to see if he can give the same like production that Taysom Hill gave the New Orleans Saints against the Cleveland Browns over a week ago.
Yeah, I had to laugh watching some of that game this morning on NFL Network on the replay in the red zone running in the reverse with Cordarrelle Patterson. It's like, well, that's that's not going to work. By the way, man, Myles Garrett, they didn't trade Myles Garrett because that's a talent. You know, I guess, you know, because they don't go anywhere. We don't get to see them very much. But I was just telling Carl, I know, like, Captain Obvious here, but Myles Garrett is just one of the most unbelievable physical specimens. And then three sacks last night, just a force, throwing bodies around like he's like Thor.
Man, Myles Garrett is one of those dudes where he wasn't really birthed. He was created. You know, most of us are born. We're birthed. He was created. He was put together at some factory, and they were like, we need to create a legit defensive end prospect. That's where he was created. And he put forth one of his best performances in a game where he was going against, it's kind of like his arch nemesis in T.J. Watt, two guys that have been highly respected in the National Football League as elite pass rushers, and he wanted to go out and show that he is a high-level guy, if not the guy, and his play backed his statement. And not to mention, the most important thing, they won. Myles Garrett controlled the game in the first half, and that led to a fast start by the Cleveland Browns. They did a better job, Pittsburgh, against Myles Garrett in the second half, but in the first half, did you forget that he is a guy who is one of one and you should not allow him to have one-on-one opportunities? Look at TJ. He was double-teamed in and out by Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh should have had that same mindset offensively. This is the guy who's not going to beat us.
Yeah, it does it give you reason to pause for the Steelers just from an offensive standpoint? Struggles last week, struggles this week. We talk about the Falcons, similar kind of deal. It's been 2 weeks in a row where you're like, okay, why are we struggling? Why can't we get anything going?
No, it's not giving me a reason to pause. I'm not overly concerned because, you know, to the question about how stagnant the offense was for Pittsburgh, in the second half they played better in bad conditions. You know, that post route that Russell threw to Calvin Austin was a thing of beauty. You know, he was still pushing the football down the football field. Now, the concern that I have for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense is red zone, right? They were 1-3 in the red zone. That's not winning football. You cannot settle for field goals and thinking you're going to beat good teams. Heck, you can't beat bad teams if you're settling for field goals. So that's the thing that I would love to see become more productive, more, you know, consistent. And you guys know about this, when Arthur Smith was in Atlanta last year, he had some red zone issues as well. So now you got to find a way to get creative and capitalize on those touchdown opportunities.
It is our man, Brian McFadden. Catch his podcast, by the way, with Patrick Peterson, All Things Covered. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline as we're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. A couple of games this weekend, a bunch of teams on a bye, including us, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Jacksonville Jets are out as well. But we do have some games involving the Chargers. Now, we're going to see the Chargers here coming up out of the bye. Talk about that defense, Bryant, because Jim Harbaugh, I know I mentioned his name. A lot of guys are literally going, no, screaming at me like I'm a nitwit. Well, I get that a lot. But Harbaugh and what he's done with the Chargers is pretty darn impressive.
No question. Coach Harbaugh was born to coach football. That's it. He has the personality that players gravitate to. They trust him. They believe that he is going to put them in position to be successful. And he has turned around an organization in a way in which we thought it would take time. Now, when you talk about his defense, that's a very, very stout, feisty defense. And they don't really blow you away with their numbers, but when you look at the final box score, they dominated. And we're going to get a real good test for the Chargers this week. Heck, we just got a test from them last week because I felt like that was a statement game against Cincinnati. Yes, Cincinnati was a few games below 500, but that's an offense. If you're not careful, they can win a ball game for you. And the thing that I love about the Chargers, we've been talking about their defense, but now Justin Herbert is now throwing it around the yard. Early in the year, September, it was about running the football, playing good defense. Now Justin Herbert is implementing a passing game in a high clip for their team, which has provided a sense of balance. And old Ladd McConkey, you know, the former Bulldog, he's really become the wide receiver one for them as well. And it's nice to see the relationship that he's established with his quarterback and Justin Herbert. So you talked about the Chargers, who's up next for Atlanta. This is another game when you talk about what Atlanta has faced off against. Teams that are really playing with a lot of confidence, teams that have really good defense, because you look at the defense that Atlanta saw last outing against the Denver Broncos, the Chargers will present some of the same challenges that the Broncos defense presented to Kirk Cousins. So this is a very, very difficult stretch for Atlanta because you have a nice lead in your division, but Tampa is starting to get healthy, and Tampa has an easy stretch the rest of the way if you look at the rest of their schedule.
B-Mac, there's something new that's going on in the NFL, at least over the last few years, and we haven't seen it. Teams have always taken the cap hit, eaten the dead money, but they usually waited. You go back, Derek Carr, benched, injury guarantee, we're not going to risk it. Russell Wilson, benched, injury guarantee, we're not going to risk it. And we saw the Giants do it. And then today, the Giants, to Daniel Jones' request, released him. This is the new NFL, isn't it? When these quarterbacks and these contracts are so big and they're not working out, this gives a team an opportunity to get out of it without having to pay this additional money.
Yes, but also, too, Carl and Mike, it puts more of an emphasis on the individuals that are okay in these contracts. The thing about the Giants situation, I believe Brian Daboll is a really, really good coach. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the troops that he needs to go to war with. But who made that possible? Joe Shane. Remember in Hard Knocks, the offseason version with the New York Giants, Joe Shane stood on a table and vouched for Daniel Jones, stood on the table and said, we're going to add pieces. We're going to let Saquon walk and let him go out and find his market. But I believe it's best that we build pieces around Daniel Jones so we can get the best Daniel Jones and be the best team that we can be. And guess what? The owner, was like, I'm gonna have a hard time sleeping if Saquon happens to go to Philly. Well, that actually happened. He hasn't
Bingo.
Slept since.
Right.
Clearly, he got bags underneath his eyes because he hasn't slept since that happened. And Saquon is once again balling. Philadelphia looks like a really, really good team with Saquon. And you just released a quarterback who you gave over $60 million to 2.5 years ago. And you're right. still losing ball games. So
well, you know,
that's the thing. It's like, I got a question, guys. I'm not a GM. You two are not a GM either. But when Daniel Jones came out of Duke, I said he wasn't even the best quarterback in the ACC.
Yep.
So why would you take him top 10 and try to make him something that he's never been? That doesn't make any sense. So for the Giants, they're resetting their clock all over again. Think about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be some dog years for the Giants, and hopefully they can rectify the issue sooner than later. But this has been an ultimate debacle, and unfortunately for Joe Shane, because of that Hard Knocks offseason, we actually saw who made the decisions and how it all panned out.
Yep, I was just saying yesterday, Brian, I mean, he should probably get the gate just like the Jets GM. I'd fire him yesterday. By the way, to Carl's point, Giants take on $47.1 million in dead money this year, $22.2 next year. So by releasing him, the Giants free up $19.4 in cap space next year. So they can try to do something.
And get this calling, Mike. You gave $5 million to Drew Locke, who you demoted to be
not even playing
strength quarterback. Exactly. That $5 million could have went to maybe Saquon. You could have found a way to negotiate that $5 million that you give a Drew Locke who's not playing, and you should have told Daniel Jones, man, this is what we need to do is kind of find a way to move your contract around to be able to keep a guy like Saquon, because if Daniel Jones was smart, he would have said, I'm a better quarterback if I have Saquon. You know who's a better quarterback with Saquon? Jalen Hurts. Look how that working out.
Right. Hey, by the way, keep it in New York. Would you release Aaron Rodgers if you're the Jets at the end of the year?
No question. I think that would be the best thing, but I don't think the owner would okay that. I think when you look at what Aaron Rodgers has done since being there, and I'm not saying he personally had Robert Saleh fired. I'm not saying that. But look at all the moves that happened because he really wanted them to happen. Remember they brought in Randall Cobb the first year. Randall Cobb was towards the end of his career. Didn't have anything left. They brought him in. They gave Alan Lazardo with $30 million. Because why? Aaron Rodgers wanted him in, right? Devontae Adams, he brought him in finally. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers wanted him in. So when you look at everything that they obliged to with Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to play, I think they would keep him on the roster, which probably wouldn't be a good thing because the dead money and cap that goes to him, you can't bring in any other guys. And if he isn't good in 2024, why would you think he would be a better quarterback in 2025?
Yeah, he's not. I agree. This is not going to get better. And despite the fact that he's gotten everything that he's wanted there with the Jets. B-Mac, man, great job as always. We got to run. Enjoy the games this weekend. And we'll look forward to our visit next week.
All right, thank you for having me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.